Hello everyone, I'm Ron Berger and this is the Astrology News Report for July 21st, 2024. This is the Applied Astrology segment where I take a look at the situation in current events and try to find corresponding planetary patterns and astrological energy combinations. Okay, so as I was putting this report together, in comes the news that President Biden has finally thrown in the towel. After weeks of pressure, Biden has agreed to step down and has endorsed his VP, Kamala Harris, to take his place as the nominee for the Democratic Party. So, that's the topic of this report. Okay, let's back up a bit and consider what was going on in the heavens on that fateful evening, June 27th, when Mr. Biden turned in a disastrous performance in the debate with Mr. Trump. Here's the chart. There's nothing particularly remarkable about this chart, except that we see that the moon, the significator of the public's thinking, clearly important in this case, is closely conjunct Neptune, the planet of imagination, illusions, confusion, and suspicion, and disappointment. That last signification, disappointment, certainly applied to the public's mind and sums up the reaction of Mr. Biden's supporters and Democrats in general. Subsequent polling bore this out. But look at Biden's own chart on the night of the debate. Here we see something concerning. Transiting Mars, planet of aggression and combat, is powerful in its own sign Aries, which happens to be the sixth house of struggle and difficulty and enemies for a Scorpio rising chart. And, remarkably, transiting Mars on June 27th is exactly opposite Mr. Biden's natal Mars, the ruler of his chart. Remember that transiting Mars gives energy to the person represented by the house it transits in this case, his sixth house of enemies. So this was going to be a battle that he had a good chance of losing. And of course, he then had to deal with the media, the pundits and commentators, who immediately got busy sharpening their knives. Now, fast forward to mid-July, and the calls for President Biden to step aside grow louder and louder, with even some of the leaders of the Democratic Party saying he should reconsider proceeding. And now, Mars has moved to Taurus, Biden's seventh house, where it joins Uranus. The planet of aggression, combined with the planet of disruption, is a bad combination, especially when it is opposite your ascendant degree and two natal planets. Natal Sun is a significator of status and reputation. Here, being attacked from the seventh house, the seventh house signifies your partners, your equals. The seventh house also stands for how the public sees you. So, obviously, an embattled president. On the day of the announcement, Sunday, July 21st, Mercury, planet of communications and making decisions, and therefore announcements, was in an exact square aspect with Uranus, each one at 2 degrees of their respective signs. The square aspect indicates a difficult situation. Uranus is the planet of sudden, unexpected events, and Mercury is transiting in Mr. Biden's 10th house, his house of public deeds, career, position. Despite all the public disavowals of the past couple of weeks, the president saw the light and did what was best for his party and ultimately for the country. Uranus is the planet of enlightenment. Interesting, too, is that today, Sunday, is the full moon. And as I reported at the beginning of this month, this full moon is exactly conjunct Pluto. Maybe it's worth repeating what I said 3 weeks ago. The full moon in July occurs on July 21st at 5 degrees Capricorn. This full moon will be exactly conjunct Pluto. Although Pluto is not part of traditional Vedic astrology, modern astrologers, including this one, pay attention to it. Pluto is considered to have the energy of Shiva, the Hindu god of destruction. But Shiva's energy is not for wanton destruction. It's the energy of ending things so that something new can be born. So Pluto is the energy of transformation, the energy of rebirth. Pluto is also considered to indicate generational change, in other words, big stuff, an event that has large-scale effects. And so, here we have on the full moon, conjunct Pluto, an announcement from arguably the most powerful person in the world that he's not going to continue. And just to put a cherry on top of all this, look at where Ketu is transiting in the USA chart. Ketu has been transiting in the 10th house of the USA chart, the sign Virgo. The house of leadership, in other words, Mr. Biden and the Democrats. Ketu has been in this part of the chart since last November. Ketu is the significator of the past, therefore the significator of the unseen dimension, therefore spiritual and, in the Hindu way of thinking, idealistic. But that implies dissatisfaction. And with that comes the impulse for change. At its worst, Ketu represents dissolution, fear, even chaos. And this is in the USA chart's house of the leadership. So, not surprising that the Democrats are in disarray. And how about Kamala Harris? What's going on in her chart? Vice President Harris is now in the Venus sub-period of her Rahu major period. For a Gemini rising chart, such as hers, Venus represents the fifth house of good past life credit, Bhuva Punya. In the 12th house, there's also the other Venus sign, Taurus. The 12th house is the house of the unknown. So, good past life credit plus something coming from the unknown. Some mysterious but benefic force is at work here. Natal Venus is placed in her third house of initiative, where it is conjunct Pluto, the planet of generational change, and conjunct Uranus, the planet of freedom and rebellion. And all of this is in the context of her natal Rahu, agent of ambition and transformation, which is exactly conjunct her ascendant degree. So, she is a transformational person. Turns out that on the day of Biden's announcement, Sunday, July 21st, retrograde Saturn is transiting exactly opposite Ms. Harris's natal Venus. So that's her sub-period ruler, Venus. And that's Saturn, the reality check planet. Saturn, the planet of duty and obligation, the planet of circumstances, affecting a prominent natal planet, which is in her third house of self-effort, skills and talents, and survival. If she does go on to become the nominee, which seems likely, I'll be doing a much more in-depth analysis of Kamala Harris's chart and, of course, her predictions for the coming months and years. And how about Donald Trump? He's mad because, again, events beyond his control have conspired to take the spotlight off of him. After a week of praising God for saving him from assassination, the public has already moved on to its new shiny object, the adulation of President Biden for his service and sacrifice, and the new fascination for the presumed Democratic nominee, Vice President Harris. The Donald has Mars, Uranus, and Jupiter transiting in his 10th house, the planet of combat, haste, and impulse, along with the planet of rebellion and the planet of optimism. We'll be making him do and say more incendiary things over the coming weeks. And then, starting August 4th, he'll have retrograde Mercury plaguing his Leo ascendant, making him extremely prone to gaffes. And this is during his K2 subperiod, where natal K2 is conjunct natal moon. Rather crazy-making combination. So, the Donald will have plenty to contend with, at least as far as planetary energies are concerned. Okay, that's it for this week. Next week, we'll be looking at what's coming up for August. And fair warning, it looks kind of dicey. So until then...